everybody. Welcome to Table Talk, a place for honest conversations and getting to meet friends. I'm Betsy Thompson. So excited for you to get to meet the sweet Emily Kerr. Thank you so much for coming this morning and hanging out. I can't wait for everybody to get to know you. We are this summer doing a series on our connect groups here at Sagemont, and not necessarily just learning about our connect groups, but the importance of connecting in the body of Christ. And part of our relationship with him is he's like, get to know my people, right? And so you are one of our directors here at Sagemont, which is so fun. You direct Sowing Faith.
Yes.
Which is, explain what Sowing Faith is, if people don't know that class, or Sunday morning. Okay, Sunday morning, connect groups, basically our Sunday school classes. Yes. On Sunday mornings, y'all are during the 9:30 hour. Mm-hmm. Okay, so tell us, what is Sowing Faith?
Yeah, so Sowing Faith is a connect group, but we're young parents is what we like to describe ourselves as.
Yeah.
We have kids from babies. We have a lot of like first time parents right now who all came in. And then we have a few that have elementary and kind of preschool age, but we all have very young kids.
Yes. Y'all are parents parenting young children.
Correct.
So on any given Sunday, you probably have babies in your room.
All the time. Yes. We like have the chorus of crying sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's so fun.
It is. And I think that's a huge thing, I think, for young parents to know. Like, they're like, well, my baby's going to disturb or cause an interruption.
No.
And I can't come until my baby can stay in, until I'm comfortable with my baby staying in the nursery. And that's just not true.
No, they can come like first day. Yes. Yeah. So we have had people have a baby and come the next Sunday to our class.
Wow.
So,
go parents.
I'm not that amazing of a mom, but some moms are amazing and do that. And
I ran into a couple two Sundays ago that had their 3-week-old.
Wow.
Now, granted, I mean, like,
wrapped
on
up.
Her and sit in class and go, you know, but I was like, good for y'all.
Yeah.
I think it's super important. Okay, so before we jump into why you're a director for Sowing Faith and we kind of dive into all of that, tell us just a little bit about yourself. What is your salvation story? Tell us about your family, how y'all ended up at Sagemont.
Yeah. So I grew up as a pastor's kid.
No way. I didn't know that.
I'm a PK. And my dad was a children's pastor like all my life.
Really? Like where? Like in the heat? Where did you grow up?
So I grew up in Fort Worth.
Okay.
We went to a couple churches during my childhood.
Okay.
But, we were at First United Methodist of Bedford, if you could. Bedford, Texas. And then we went to Bethesda Community, which is in Fort Worth.
Okay.
And yeah, so he was the children's pastor. We like as a family just served in church our whole life. So Sundays were, you know, long days for all of us. Mm-hmm. We were there. We went on like lots of evangelism things with him and conferences. And so, yeah, I just grew up in the church.
That's awesome.
It was great.
Yeah.
And kind of out of that developed a passion for ministry. And so I decided to be a children's pastor a lot because my dad.
Yeah.
And
so
I went to seminary, went to Dallas Theological Seminary, got my master's, and started children's ministry after college, which
so
was
cool.
So the Lord, just the way that he orchestrated it. Because I figured, like, you know, I'll have to do a little bit of another job while I'm in seminary. It'll be a while. And then just right after college, got a job.
That's
so it was
so
amazing.
Fun. So how long did you do that?
So, yeah, graduated from A&M with an elementary.
There you go.
With elementary ed.
Yep.
And then my church that I was at, Grace Bible Church, said, hey,
that's
we love
where
you.
Where I went to church.
Is
great
it really?
Church. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Great church in College Station. If you have an Aggie heading that way, check out Grace.
It's amazing.
Wonderful church.
Such a great church.
Yeah, really good church.
So, since I had volunteered, they were like, hey, can you stay and be a children's pastor.
That's crazy. So fun.
So I did, and they put me through seminary, which was amazing.
That's so great. They have a really cool intern program and stuff. We've had some Sagemont kids go and be a part of that intern program up there.
Yeah, they have great, and there's always so many interns. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, they put me through seminary, and then I worked there for like 5 years-ish, and then got married, and my husband said, we're going to Alabama.
Oh, Alabama.
He was actually already there, so I joined him.
So how'd y'all meet?
We were both Aggies.
Okay, and so he got a job or something.
He got a job out there. We were long distance.
Okay.
It was,
that's
lots
hard.
Of plane trips.
Yes.
And then when we got married, I moved out there. And so I figured again, like, okay, God, it'll be a while before you get me in a ministry. I have no, like, connections here.
Right.
Within 3 months, children's pastor, at a church there. So it was great.
That's amazing.
Yeah, First Baptist Madison, Alabama.
Okay.
And did that for a few years, and then we got pregnant.
Yes.
So we thought, okay, we have to have a Texan birth certificate, obviously.
Love it.
So we, asked if his job could transfer us.
Okay.
He works at Boeing. They said,
okay,
go to Houston. So we moved to Houston and knew zero people here. But
really?
We came. Yes.
Okay. So yeah. Where is he? Where did he grow up?
He grew up in San Antonio.
Okay. So Fort Worth, San Antonio. Y'all are not Houstonians at all. Okay.
Not at all. He has a cousin here, but we're not we didn't know them super
well. The area or anything.
So we came in the middle of COVID, having a baby, third trimester. Had to find an OB, you know. But we had our baby here, Daniel.
Yes.
And then after that, we wanted a church. So we started watching online because it was the COVID times.
It was COVID, yep.
And we watched online for a while, several different people. Sagemont just really stood out. And so we came and we just felt very connected as soon as we came.
Yeah.
So we knew zero people in town, right? So we came going, we need friends and we need church quick. And so we plugged into Amazing Grace when he was a baby, when Daniel was a baby. So we were like, Daniel, you're going to have to go to both services in the nursery, dude, because we got to find friends.
Right.
And he did great. And Amazing Grace was amazing.
Great class.
Really found some great friends there. Mm-hmm. And then a year later, Sowing Faith came.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which is so fun. I love that so much. And I think it's so important. Listen, I remember the stage you're in when my kids were little and the sacrifices you have to make church a priority.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And y'all, I can't shout it from the rooftops enough. It is so important to make for you as the mom and the dad, the adults, to make church a part of your schedule.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference even for your kids when they're little that church isn't just something we do. It's not an optional thing. Like, this is important.
Yeah.
It's not like going to the movies or out to eat. Like, it's different and it's special and it's purposeful. Mm-hmm. And we're called to do it as believers, as followers of Jesus.
Yeah.
And there is sacrifice to that.
For sure.
There is sacrifice. Yeah. Your Sunday morning schedule is going to get weird.
Naps are weird.
Nap time's going to be weird on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things... And granted, listen, you're the mama. Mm-hmm. God blessed you with that kid for a reason and a purpose. You make these decisions.
For
these
sure.
are suggestions. Yes. But it's worth my Sunday afternoon being off to have gotten to come to church. And to it's not just Sunday morning relationships, because you build relationships with people.
Right.
That they're the ones you call on Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday when your kid's having a meltdown and you need somebody to talk to. Mm-hmm. Or you're like, hey, can we please just meet at Chick-fil-A?
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are going to sit and eat french fries.
Yeah.
But I'll be able to talk to an adult for a little bit. Like, it's building those relationships.
Yes. I mean, they are our friends, the people in our class, because we came and we needed friends, and that's where we found them, was in Sagemont. And like you said, it's not just Sundays. So I'm a stay-at-home mom, and so I found a lot of stay-at-home moms here, and we do play dates every Wednesday, which is such a blessing because I don't have to wait a whole week to see a person again.
Yes.
It's like, at least I'll see them on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday mornings, we get to do Bible studies with moms. And so important for me to feel like we have connections with people who love the Lord, who can help us in parenting and in life, marriage, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the stuff. And I think Sagemont has for years, years and years, and years, done such a good job of providing things so that families can be a part of the church.
Yes.
There is childcare. And listen, childcare is phenomenal.
Yes.
Like, so good. Mm-hmm. I know I've talked to moms and they're like, well, what if they start freaking out? Are they going to call me? I'm like, yes, they'll call you. Or you can say, hey, listen, he's going to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call me. Like, he's going to, I know he's going to do this. I'm never going to get to sit through a whole service.
Right.
And I know he's okay.
We have a 2.5-year-old and he still cries every Sunday at drop off. You would think by 2.5 we would figure this out, but every Sunday. And our sweet Sunday school teacher for Daniel is Mr. Glenn. I don't know if you know him. Mr. Glenn always says, Miss Emily, you don't worry about him. Daniel's fine.
Right?
And it makes me feel so much better knowing that Mr. Glenn is okay with it. I'm not putting this burden on him of a crying child. Like, he is there and he's happy to receive my child.
And they're fine with it.
And they have called me before, and I appreciate that, because if he really needs me, I want to know. You know? So they do that.
Yeah, they will get a hold of you.
For sure. But then if they are okay, they just let them stay. Yeah. And that's wonderful too.
Yeah. My husband volunteers in kids ministry. He pushes the Baba buggy.
Oh yeah.
So the big red, like, 6-seater stroller where if the child in class is crying.
My children.
And then they go, hey, you want a cracker, and sit on the thing and go look at the fish? And then they're okay. So I mean, they do such a good job of where you can feel comfortable knowing my kids are okay.
Right.
They're not that far away. And now with cell phones, they'll call you or text you or whatever and let you know, like, hey, your baby, your kid needs something.
They might need a snuggle, and then you can go back.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, all the things. And then also, I love, y'all, we do have multiple classes where on any given Sunday you walk in and there's babies in the room.
Yes, yes.
And it's okay if they cry or they make noise, because everyone else in the room is like,
we were there before.
We've done that. And so I think that Sage, and listen, Sagemont has been super purposeful to create those kind of environments.
Right, for sure.
So that parents can come and be a part and all that kind of stuff.
And our first Sunday,
it's going to be hard too.
We had Daniel as a baby, and the greeter who was showing us Amazing Grace said, it's okay if you want to keep him with you. And I just felt this sigh of relief. Like, okay, good. Because that's what I wanted to do, but I didn't know if we could. And Amazing Grace was also okay with it. And
absolutely.
So yes, even other classes, I'm sure, would be happy to take babies. Yeah.
It's fabulous. Tell us a little about, like, what happens inside Sowing Faith on a Sunday morning for somebody who's never come to, maybe never gone to a Sunday school class, is their first time really wanting to be involved in a church. What can they expect to walk into in Sowing Faith?
Yeah, so every class is so different. Our class is really into discussion. So we love to just talk about the Bible. We love to figure it out together as a group. So we have teachers, but we really call ourselves facilitators because we're just kind of opening up the Bible together. We prepare, obviously. We have questions. But we come in and we really just go through, like, a book of the Bible usually. That's every now and then we'll do a little parenting month or, like, a little marriage topic. But generally, we're like, hey, for the next few months, we're in Ephesians. For the next few months, we're in Psalms. That's what we're doing right now.
Cool.
And we'll open up a different chapter. You don't have to prepare. You just open it up with us. We read it out loud. And then we usually do, so it's kind of, you've probably heard the observe, interpret, apply. So we observe what the passage says. We all go around and say what stands out to you. And the great thing is, since our class has been around for 2 years, we're pretty comfortable with each other. So we'll ask questions and say, what does this mean? Or, hey, this, I've never seen that before. So the people really have great observations without the teachers even having to do that. And then we go to the interpret, which is more like, we'll have some questions prepared on what does that mean? Why do you think they wrote it that way? And we'll dig in a little bit deeper. And then, of course, apply. We like to just talk about, as parents, as like spouses, how does this apply to our life? And then we're really big on prayer request.
That's awesome.
We love spending time just sharing about what's going on, because we need help. We need help figuring out what to do with the 2-year-old who cries at drop off, or what to do when we're not sleeping for 9 months with our baby, you know? And so we do a lot of prayer request time where we just say, hey, tell us what's going on. And we have a little group me. If y'all still use that, it's like so old school.
Yeah, but it works.
We do that. And so we put all the prayer requests and we pray for them throughout the week and check up on people. So that's kind of what a normal morning looks like, is we do a lot of just look at the Bible, and then a lot of time where we talk about what's going on in your life.
That's awesome.
Since we have young children, we start a little later because everyone has to drop off their kids. Mm-hmm. And that's a bigger thing. And so we generally give some time to, like, fellowship in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then we start. Everybody's
coming in.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then you said, like, outside of class, Wednesdays, y'all do a play day. What other out, because a lot of people don't know that either. They think it's just Sunday morning. They don't realize that our Connect groups plan other things mm-hmm. in that connecting and building community.
Yeah. So obviously the Wednesday morning is kind of small. Those are stay-at-home moms. Right. There's a lot of people who work in our class too, which is great. Sure. So we do generally like an event per month.
Okay.
And we rotate. We'll do like a couples event. So this next month we're doing bingo with a few other classes.
Fun.
Yeah, which will be fun. And then we do a women's event and a men's event. And we just kind of cycle through once a month doing something together. And we like to trade off the women event because then you don't need a babysitter every month to come see us. Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, guys, y'all have the kids this month. Next month we'll get our turn.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun. We do different things every month. You know, it changes all the time.
Yeah.
But it's really just time to fellowship and get to see each other outside of church and outside of our normal routine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And I think, you know, you and I are both moms, mm-hmm. but I think these connect groups are so important, of course, for men as well.
Yes.
And it's really cool that the men come and mm-hmm. get to build friendships and community as well. It's not just women. We get it. Women have more words.
Yeah.
We get it. We get it. Women have more words. But men so desperately need that connection as well. And
the guys plan their events. So last time they played computer games the whole time. Which is great. They like got in a big room. They all brought their little things. I don't even know if you call it computer.
Whatever their stuff
whatever
is,
called,
I don't even know.
It's
yeah.
probably not called computer games.
No, I think they're different.
Whatever they do. And they brought their things and they all played and they loved it, you know? So it's totally what the guys want to do. They plan their own socials.
Right. Which is so fun. And I love too that you mentioned y'all's next social is multiple classes getting together. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Because our classes, we don't want our classes to get siloed.
No.
Where you only know the people in your class because mm-hmm. You want to know the body.
Yeah.
Right. In general. And your kids, who they're in their little class with, is lots of other people.
Right.
And you want to know who your kids' friends are and all that kind of stuff. So I love that y'all are doing that.
Yeah. And we've done a few other, like, Sunday morning times where we combine. Like, we have Stuart Rothberg coming. We're really excited. And he's speaking to our class and another young class. Yes.
That's
so
fun.
So we like to get together for things like that. That's just an exciting morning. We usually do a
potluck. Do you know when he's doing that?
It's in July. I can't remember the
date. Okay. If you reach out and ask or look or whatever, because that would be a great one for people. If they haven't come to something before, come to
that. Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's top 10 ways to mess up your kids.
I was hoping he was doing that.
You told
because
me about it.
It's
right?
my favorite. Listen, y'all.
Yes.
Stuart taught this, I mean, 15 years ago somewhere that I was, was the top 10 ways to really screw up your kids.
Yeah.
And I have asked him to come teach it. Numerous times since then.
So you told us about it, and we thought we have to get him in for that. We're very excited.
If you haven't heard that, we will figure
come
out.
Join us.
We will figure out what Sunday he is doing that. We will let y'all know. It's.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so good. It's
excited.
And he always laughs because he's like, really? This is the one y'all want?
Y'all
like,
want that?
Yes, we do, please.
Tell us what not to do so we won't do
yes.
that.
Yes.
Right.
I love that. That's so fun that y'all are doing that.
Yes. And
I
Hatched
think that's great.
Is our kind of like other group that's very similar to us. So they have young parents, young couples, and they're joining with us that morning.
That's
to
so
hear
fun.
Him. So,
I love that. That's one thing I say to it. There's Hatched and Sowing Faith. Y'all started at the same time.
We did. Yeah.
Same basic demographic, kind of young family. Hatched is really just a little bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And y'all are a little more intimate.
Yeah.
And so really, I love that because then that gives people an option of,
for sure.
Oh, what am I comfortable with? And the other thing is, listen, go try out connect groups.
Yes.
Visit different ones and see which ones might be great for you. And I know there's some new ones coming up in August that are going to be starting. So there's tons of options to look at and see.
And we've had a lot of people who were like, hey, we came from Hatched, or people in ours that said, hey, we're going to go to Hatched. And we're like, that's awesome.
Yes.
You know, wherever you feel plugged in is where we want you to be, for sure.
Absolutely. I love that so much. And one thing we used to do when the twins especially were teeny tiny and Sundays were hard, there's connect groups at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And we used to come to connect group at 8 a.m., go to church at 9:30. And then we were home and time for lunch and naps.
Not a bad idea.
Now, it was different for us and we did it for a season.
Yeah.
But you can totally think through how to do those different things.
Yeah, whatever works for your family.
Whatever
and Wednesday
works.
Nights are a great option, too.
Yeah, they're really good. So, and again, Tuesday morning Bible studies are going this summer. You can come jump into those. There's two, both women's studies. One of them specifically is called Bean Mom, mm-hmm. and it's for our young moms.
That's what I meant.
Yep, it's a great study. So you can always come in and jump in that. If Sundays, listen, I know shift workers. Yeah. I know there are tons of reasons why you have difficulty getting here on a Sunday morning,
right.
which again, Sagemont does a great job of offering multiple mm-hmm. things. And let's not forget, there's online stuff going on.
Oh yeah.
All right. the time too. There's online small groups you can jump in and be a part of. We just want you to connect.
Yeah.
We just want you to connect. Like Emily yes. has said, it's just so important.
Yes.
to have your people.
For
to
sure.
have your people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. It's so important. And that you really with Sowing Faith, we didn't say this. Really, I mean, you're the director, but y'all started the class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
and it was one of those where y'all were like, we really want to have this.
Yeah. So it was, we were in Amazing Grace, and Amazing Grace was an awesome class. Mm-hmm. And then they decided to kind of transition that class into a different group. They kind of went different ways. And so they needed a young mm-hmm. couple's class. And we were still brand new to Sagemont. We'd only been here for maybe a year,
yeah.
not even a year.
Yeah.
And our friends, Laurel and Connor, were asked to be directors of a new class. And they called us and said, hey, do you want to do this with us?
Yeah.
And we said, yes, but do they even know who we are? Like, we've only been here for like 9 months.
Yeah.
But yeah, we met with y'all and yeah. we were super excited about
That's
it
great.
Just to create a family of, we came from churches where we had really strong connections mm-hmm. in small groups. So we desired that a lot. And when we came to Sagemont, it is such a big church that, to be honest, we were like, okay, if we don't find our small place, mm-hmm. this probably won't work out yep. because we have to know the people that we're seeing every Sunday. That's so important.
Yeah.
Especially my husband being a little more introverted than me. He was like, this is a lot, Emily. This yeah. is a lot. This is bigger than we've done before.
Right.
But as soon as we found a class that we knew the people in, mm-hmm. he felt a lot more comfortable.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Yeah, it was really important for us to start a class like that where we mm-hmm. felt like this is a place for you to be known, not just to come in, sit down and leave, but we want to know everything about you and we want you to know that about us
yeah.
too, because we desire that as well. So yeah that was our heart really to
so
start
good.
It.
And one of the huge statistics in church is people join a church, they'll give it about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't feel connected, they're probably going to go look somewhere else.
Yes.
Now, a lot of times in that year, it's not the church's fault or the person's
sure.
fault. You know, one or it's not always mm-hmm. one or the other, but a huge part of it, especially in big churches, is I think sometimes people come and join the church and sit back.
Yeah.
Because it is overwhelming.
It is, yeah.
Listen, I can't jump in.
Right.
And even if it's in a serving, you don't have to mm-hmm. be here for years before you can serve.
Right.
Even before you can lead. Mm-hmm. If God put something on your heart, go find somebody to talk to about
yeah.
that. If you get asked to do something, I highly encourage you, unless you just can't commit to it,
yeah.
say yes.
Yeah.
It's such a good way to meet people mm-hmm. and get to know people, jumping in.
Yeah, and anywhere. I mean, I've served in children's ministry here, and that's a way to get connected.
Absolutely.
You see all the parents coming in and out and start recognizing their faces.
Yes.
So wherever it is that you plug in, it's so helpful.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. super, super important. Y'all.
Yeah.
I'm so glad Emily came and hung out today, because now we all know in July we're going to go listen to Stuart.
Stuart's going to be like, where did all these people come from?
Where did all these people come from? That's a special nugget that I did not know we were going to get today that I'm thrilled about.
Yes.
But Sowing Faith, 1311, y'all
yes,
meet 1311. In room
1311.
Correct. So behind the cafe, kind of mm-hmm. in the little corner, right past the restrooms
mm-hmm.
At 9:30.
At 9:30. We usually don't start till 9:45. So if you're late, it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. And the cool thing with Connect Groups, you don't have to register for them.
No, yeah.
So, like, you can wake up morning of and go, let's go try.
Mm-hmm,
come try.
Sure.
You don't have to register for them, like,
yeah.
ahead of time to be able to be there. Just mm-hmm. any door, walk in. We're going to welcome you and help you get plugged in.
Yeah.
So, I know Emily and her crew would love to have people come visit. Say, Emily,
Thank
I
you.
Saw you on Table Talk, and I came
yeah.
to visit. That would be so fun. And we will find out when Stuart is
yes.
doing his thing,
for sure.
So we can let y'all know.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate you coming.
Oh, of course.
And I so, as staff,
mm-hmm.
I so appreciate you and people like you that don't just sit back, that say, hey, this is my church.
Yeah.
And this is where God has me, and I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. It's beautiful to see.
I love our new pastor, Pastor Levi, because he talked about that recently,
yeah.
how in a big church, it's easy to say, we have so many staff to do that. I don't have to step in. They're fine. But really, y'all need help, right?
Yes.
And it's our job as the church to help you, and not just to help, but to come alongside of you, right?
Absolutely.
And as a person who's been in ministry, I know that It is such a need. Yeah. So,
well,
yeah.
I love that you're loving on the people in your class that I don't know yet.
Right. Yeah.
But it's such a blessing to know, like, hey, you're someone is loving on them. Someone is encouraging them in their walk with the Lord, encouraging them to read scripture, encouraging them to get plugged in. Yeah. And that's how the body is supposed to work. It's all the pieces working
together.
That's
what we're called to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you so much for what you do.
Well, it's our pleasure.
Y'all do a great job. Sewing Faith is a great class. Like I said, there's tons to choose from. But if you are a young, if you have young children, I always say young parent. You don't have to be a young parent. You might be a parent that had kids later in life, but your kids are young.
Right. Oh, for
this
sure.
This is it. This is the place.
Yes.
It's season of life. Mm-hmm. So much of it is season of life.
Sure.
So I know they would love to have you come jump in. If you have questions.
Oh,
gosh. Sorry. Table talk. Almost got hit. If you have questions, please reach out to me. I can help connect you where you need to go or answer any questions that you might have about connect groups and the different things we have going on at church. Reach out to the rest of our staff with those questions as well. We really want you to get connected here at Sagemont. So, Emily, thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks for having me. It was good to talk to you.
It was so fun. I love it. We will see you next time on Table Talk.